A recent study in the UK revealed some important insights. For two doses of Pfizer-BioNTech, vaccine effectiveness against Omicron infection dropped from about 90% 1 month after the second dose to about 50% after 3 months, and then 35% 4 months and beyond. So this erosion of protection is quite fast. But then, 2 weeks after a booster, vaccine effectiveness against Omicron infection shot back up to 75%, which is encouraging. It means boosters work. And this is protection against symptomatic infection. If we look at protection against severe illnesses, the protection level is likely to be much higher. Also encouraging. That is why vaccination will continue to be central to our response. We must continue to get the unvaccinated vaccinated. There are about 160,000 of them in Singapore today, with 40,000 who are seniors aged 60 and above. And they are all at very high risk of falling very sick, needing ICU care or die if they are infected with COVID-19. We will also need to administer as many boosters as possible to those who are due to take them and to get them well protected against Omicron early. As I mentioned at an earlier media conference, due to the emergence of COVID-19 variants, we need to treat COVID-19 primary vaccination as a three-dose regime. And our policies need to be geared towards that. We will therefore have to set a validity period for full vaccination status. This means that after two doses of mRNA vaccines and three doses of Sinovac, Sinopharm vaccines, our full vaccination status will last a limited period. MOH is consulting the EC19V to determine what this duration should be. And this is a clear signal that we all need to take our boosters. Because with waning protection, full vaccination status cannot last perpetually. So take our boosters and our full vaccination status. Let me repeat that. So take our boosters and our full vaccination status will be extended, and we will be able to assess various amenities under our VDS framework. We expect to announce the new policy at the end of this year or early next year. But please be assured, we will design the policy such that if you have not been given a chance to get your booster, your full vaccination status will not lapse. Similarly, if you belong to a group not eligible for boosters, such as those aged 18 and below, your full vaccination status will also not lapse. Encouraging vaccination and boosters is also the context within which we announced two recent moves, vaccinating children aged 5 to 11 years old and extending boosters to young people aged 18 to 29. And these are significant moves. It means in December 2021 and January 2022, we will administer about 2.1 million doses of vaccines to individuals. About 700,000 more if we had not expanded the program. So if we follow through, at the end of January 2022, about 54% of our total population will be covered by boosters. The two mRNA vaccines can be used interchangeably as boosters. For the month of December, we have more Moderna supplies. So if you are eligible to receive your booster shots, and if you choose to take a Moderna booster, you can just walk into a Moderna vaccination center for your jab. There's no need to pre-book a slot. We are also making a few operational adjustments. For example, the exemption for VDS for a recovered patient will be adjusted downwards from 270 days to 180 days. And this is to take into account the faster waning immunity due to the Omicron variant. We are also reducing the monitoring time after receiving boosters from 30 minutes to 15 minutes because our data shows very low incidence rate of significant acute adverse reactions after taking boosters. And so this will expand our booster delivering capacity. We are also planning to set up more vaccination centers to support children vaccination and also boostering during this period.